Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today. This is Life is in Your Hands, Ask Cynthia. This podcast is all about helping you become the driver of your life. I'm the host, Cynthia Clark, and I'm your palm reading consultant and relationship expert. And today I am bringing in my husband, Pat.
Hey, everybody.
And Pat is going to help with our discussion today, which is all about how to find your life purpose.
Well, I tell you what, this is a very unusual but a very important subject. How do we find our life purpose? Yes, I would like to know what it means.
Life purpose is something that represents our state of consciousness. It's not necessarily a specific job or it's not a static thing either. It's always growing and evolving every single day of our lives. And I feel that life purpose is something that we can find through a lot of different ways. But first off, it's just knowing that it's that little fire inside of us that represents getting up every day and feeling like we're arriving at our right life. It's feeling like we're making a contribution. It's helping the planet. It's helping others. It's making connections. Our life purpose is more than just, doing a specific job. So that's how I look at life purpose. Do you feel like you've, been that way in your life?
Life purpose? Yes, I do very definitely have a life purpose.
What do you feel life purpose is, Pat?
Well, right now my life purpose is you. And being with you and taking care of you and making sure you succeed.
So life purpose can involve other people.
Yes.
And I would call that the soulmate pathway.
Yes.
So when you choose to co-create your life with someone else, that can be done definitely with other people. So I love that. Thank you for choosing that.
Of course. You're loving my life, baby. So
should we talk about how we actually find life purpose?
Yeah, how do we find our life purpose?
So finding our life purpose, one way to do that is to ask the universe and look for a sign. For example, when I first started reading Hands, I had no idea what I was going to do with the rest of my life. And I actually decided to go to the library of all places. And I call this inspired action. So When you want a sign from the universe, it's like, okay, show me what I'm supposed to be doing next. And I was led to a book on palm reading, and it totally changed my life. What do you call those, Pat?
What, fingerprints?
No. What do you call that when you come across something that changes your life?
Oh, a left turn.
Right. So tell me about that, Pat.
Left turn is when you come to a crossroads in life, left or right, making that decision. Should I do this or should I do that? Should I talk to this person? Should I start a relationship with this person? Or should I back off? How deep should I make this relationship? That all comes as you make that decision. But it is a left turn. And one of my last left turns, best left turns I ever had, is when I got together with you.
Yeah, I would agree. That was one of my left turns as well.
I'm healthier and happier for it.
So awesome. So pay attention to those left turns. I would suggest that you also pay attention to what you enjoyed as a child. Because when you're a child, you're just wide open to the universe. You don't have the restrictions that you put on yourself as an adult. So sometimes, for example, people are drawn to a musical instrument at a very young age, or maybe they were drawn to actually giving people advice at a young age. all of these things can actually be part of your purpose, and it can come back to you in adulthood. So I remember, just to give an example on that, Pat, when I was, I think, 5 years old, I used to do these little drawings, and I'm not a painter or an artist by any means, but what I did enjoy doing is I would go door to door up, you know, of course my mom was mortified when she found out about this, and I would try to sell my drawings. So what I was actually doing is I was a little entrepreneur from a very young age, and I learned this when I was 5. And even though what I was selling was not anything that anybody would possibly be interested in purchasing, because I'm, you know, picture a little 5-year-old's drawings, they're not anything valuable. But it was interesting to see that aspect of myself that, hey, I kind of like working for myself, and I like connecting with other people. And that's really what I learned from that experience. So, other things that you can think about in terms of finding your life purpose is, what would you do for free all day long without getting bored? And if you can find a way to actually get paid for it, hey, this could be your part of your life purpose. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make a lot of sense. So tell me a little bit about the hands, and more about maybe something that we haven't touched on yet, fingerprints.
Yeah, so this is part of what I love to help people understand, is that your hands actually reflect all different aspects of your life, including your life purpose, which, you know, the hands simply are a mirror to who you are. And the fingerprints form actually 5 months before you're born. They're completely formed at that time, and they never change. So when you think about coming in as a soul person, like before you're even in a body, you have a plan, and you can think of your fingerprints like a map. Okay, so what is that map telling you? That map is telling you that you have a purpose, you have a reason for being, you have an agenda that goes beyond your personality. You have an agenda that goes beyond your circumstances and your situation that you're going to create in your life. And that is embedded in your fingerprints.
So what else? You know, the hands. These are very interesting with the hands. You know, there's so much in the hands I'd like to know. So what else could we talk about? The arches, the tangents, the markers. Tell me a little bit.
Well, first I'd like to talk a little bit more about the fingerprints themselves.
Okay.
because they actually, we have these different types of fingerprints, and they are, there's actually 14 different types of fingerprints, including the types and the subtypes, but we can narrow them down to just 4 basic types. And these correspond to the elements. So we've got earth, we've got fire, we've got water, and we've got air. And these will be represented in a specific type of fingerprint. So we've got whorl fingerprints, which represent air. We've got arches, which represent earth. We've got tented arches, which represent fire. And we've got loops, which represent water. Now, these types of fingerprints also represent different schools. And you can think about your school like your, it's what you signed up to work on in this lifetime. So you can think of it as the overall flavor of your life. So Pat, I have, of course, read your fingerprints. Do you remember the dominant fingerprint that you have?
Oh, dominant fingerprint?
Yeah, do you remember? It's been a while.
I think it's my Mercury.
No, that's your finger. Mercury is a finger, okay. Which we'll get into the fingers here in a little bit. But
no, I don't remember.
Yeah, so your dominant fingerprints were loops.
Loops, okay. Okay.
Yeah, loops, by the way, are the most common type of fingerprint. They actually look like they're called a loop because that's exactly what they look like. It's a wave type pattern that comes up and goes back around. So if you take a close look at your own hands, see what is the dominant type of fingerprint. By the way, if you have 8 or more loops, then that would be considered dominant in loops. And loops represent, of course, the water element, which is also about connecting to others emotionally. So it's not surprising that you would choose a soulmate pathway and try to make a connection with me, because you want to do that in your life. And you're a very, I would put you as a very people type person.
Thank you.
Would you agree?
Yes, I would.
Yeah. So Pat knows everybody in the city of Aspen, Colorado, where he grew up. He knows everybody there.
The gift of gab.
Yeah, you love chatting, which comes into your Mercury finger, which is your little finger. So, so the fun thing is that you can learn not only your soul agenda, but you can further learn about your individual purpose by understanding this roadmap that's in the fingerprints. But you also mentioned, Pat, that there are other things that we look for, and that's absolutely true, in that we also look at the archetype, and this is going to be in your hand shape. So, Pat, you've got that dominant little finger. Okay, so when we look at the fingers, we look at the hand shape, which also forms the elements, and we also look at the finger that is dominant, and the little finger is the finger of communication. So that's why you have that that messenger energy that comes through you.
Gift of talk. It figures. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah.
But tell everybody the interesting thing about my little finger.
Oh, well, yeah. So all the fingers, by the way, have an ability to bend as well. So sometimes a finger will be straight or sometimes it will curve. And unfortunately, Pat's fingers, they bend actually outward, which represents the storyteller, which is one of his gifts. And I look at talent markers as well in the hands. And occasionally there will be a specific formation, whether it's through a finger, but also through the lines. So, for example, you can have different line formations in your palm that can show different talents. And Pat actually has one called the healing stigmata, which is located right underneath that Mercury finger. So Mercury, of course, being the god of communication, but he was also in charge of healing. So that's why we've got the healing stigmata talent marker located under Mercury. And it's a series of vertical lines that are all lined up together, and you have to have at least 4 or more located under the Mercury finger. And it usually is off center, so sometimes it's a little bit more towards the Apollo finger or the ring finger, and that's where you'll find it. So
interesting.
Yeah, now, and this of course relates, Pat, when you were in the Navy, you were helping people in. You weren't killing people. What were you doing instead?
I was a corpsman.
Yeah, a corpsman. So yeah, so that's another type of healer.
Oh yeah.
So you were finding your purpose, and your hands were actually showing the map. So when you have a talent marker, that means that you should be using that talent in some capacity. So your hands can be just an amazing tool for helping you find your purpose. And it's, you know, the cool thing too is that the fingerprints don't change. So they're going to be with you your entire life. But other things in your hands can actually form and develop, like the talent markers. And they can also be present on, say, just your passive hand. So let's say that's the case, okay, because we do have two pairs, you know, one pair of hands, two hands. If a talent marker shows up just on your passive hand, that represents a talent that wants to be developed. So again, it can be a guide for you to say, hey, well, this isn't, you know, currently being used. It's not currently, fully developed, but it's something that you can actually develop over time, and chances are it'll show up on your active hand after you start developing it. So hands are just such an amazing tool. As you can tell, I could just go on and on.
It seems like the hands can tell you so much about the person.
And yeah, absolutely. Your hands are your roadmap.
Like on my passive hand, one of the things I think it's a talent that wants to show up is I want to be an artist. Just got to find time to do it.
Yeah, that's true. And that comes through your very long Apollo finger. So you're on your passive hand, your archetype, you've got air hands, which are long fingers and a square palm. And your ring finger is your dominant finger. And this is what I call the temperance archetype. And this is a very creative archetype. Somebody who uses their brain to bring out their creativity. So yeah, temperance is oftentimes seen on different types of artists that use their brain to kind of bring in some precision. So you're not somebody who just would like throw something up on a, you know, you wouldn't just throw paint on a board, for example. You would carefully think out what you want to create.
Strategically place my item.
Yes, exactly.
My colors. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's definitely one of your archetypes. And if you can understand your archetypes, because these form on your hands by the time you're about 6 years old, they can further guide you in your purpose and your overall fulfillment in life. So does that answer all of your questions about purpose, do you think?
It explains it.
Yeah.
Gets me started in the right direction, at least.
So, yeah. So, should we talk a little bit about the different schools?
Yeah, let's talk about the different types of schools.
Okay. So the schools show up in the different types of fingerprints. So, like I was saying, if your loops are the dominant, this represents the school of love and closeness. So this one is the most common type of fingerprint, and it's the most popular of the schools in, humans, just statistically speaking, and I'm not sure why that is or whatever, but it just is when we look at statistics of fingerprints. And so people in this school, they want to bring in emotional connection. They are working on their feelings. So they're working on how to balance their feelings. They're working on learning how not to stuff their feelings, not explode their feelings. You can see kind of the volatility in the world. So it kind of makes sense that we're working on this, right? We're working on trying to balance those emotions. But there are other schools. So if you happen to be dominant in whirl fingerprints, which look like a little bullseye, it show you more of a service aspect. And people in that school are learning to be of service. They tend to be the ones who pick up the service jobs, which we definitely need service people in the world or we wouldn't function very well. And I would say this is the second most popular of the fingerprints. Then we've got the arches. Okay, these look just like a little hill, almost flat, actually. So it's like a little line that goes up and back down, very flat. We call those arches. And arches correspond to the earth element, and they represent the school of peace. And the school of peace is all about finding your balance in life. So it's going from people who take on too much. So you can picture like the person who has like five children and they're juggling a job and they're trying to take care of their sick mother. This is probably somebody in the school of peace who is trying to figure it all out. And they're kind of going through this chaos. And trying to come back to that calm inner stillness within them. And that's definitely, in my opinion, that's probably the hardest school. thankfully, I don't have that one. And then we've got the tented arches, which are actually the least popular. They're only a little less than 2% of fingerprints. And that happens to be the one that I've got as my dominant fingerprint. I've got 3.5 tented arches in my hands.
Wow.
And representing the school of wisdom. And us wisdom people, we are here to teach others, which is part of why I do this podcast. And I try to teach people about fingerprints and hands and how to use that to make your life better. But the problem with tented arch people is we can also become perfectionists and we can take more of a passive role in life. So sometimes we just stay in study mode and we never actually get out there and share what we know. And that's something that I used to struggle with quite a bit when I was younger. So.
Well, you've always been very smart. As long as I've known you.
I've always been a studier, that's for sure. So anyway, so those are the different schools, and to know your school can be super useful. And the tented arch, what it looks like is like having a little tent pole right in the middle of your fingerprint. So it rises up right in the center and then it comes right back down. So you can think of it like that. And it is a fairly uncommon fingerprint. Occurring in only about 2% of hands. So let's talk about what is new.
Yeah, I hear you have something new. You want to bring a new segment to your conversation. It's a write-in or question from an outside caller. We have John from Glenwood Springs, and he asks a question. Cynthia, I'm thinking of buying a VW van this summer and playing my music on the road. What do you think?
So this is going to be really fun. I'm super excited to start answering questions for the show. And everyone is invited to submit questions. So John, thank you so much for submitting a question. I will be taking them only by email, by the way, not any other way. So, you guys are great. I'm super excited to help you out. But submissions will only be taken by email. And we'll give you the contact information here in a little bit. But I also, in addition to doing palm reading, I also do tarot cards, and I've been a professional for over 10 years now, working with hands and tarot. And so this question, actually, I decided to pull two cards through the tarot in order to answer your question, John. So you're wondering about going on tour. And you're wondering if it's a good idea. So technically, this is a yes or no question, but I wanted to expand it a little bit and give you more of an answer in terms of, let's look at the result of whether you buy the van and go on tour or whether you don't buy the van and go on tour. And so I pulled two cards for you. The first one looking at yes, as a yes, you're going on tour, and the second one as no, you're not. Okay, so the first card that came up was the inverted page of coins. This is also a page of pentacles in the traditional tarot. So that to me says that if you choose to buy the van and go on tour, you need to create a solid plan first. And there could be more for you to learn before you make that decision. And I also pulled up your hands because you've also submitted your hands to me before. And you've got the Justice archetype and the Dreamer archetype. You're a water hand. And you definitely need more earth to kind of help ground you. So I don't know, you know, if you plan on going with somebody else or if you plan on going by yourself. But it's really important for you to start looking at specific venues. Who are you going with? Can they help kind of ground you? And you also need a money structure. The challenge that I see in your thumb is you've got a big middle section in your thumb, which represents indecisiveness. And then you've also got restlessness, which is showing up in lots of horizontal lines in the percussion part of your hand. So it's, we call that Luna and Pluto. And these are your heart chambers, and they represent your receiving energy and your chaos and destruction energy. So I would suggest that you need to really kind of map out your plan before you go on the tour, before you decide to get the van, and really, you know, a justice archetype wants things to be fair, you know, and this is important for you, but the dreamer sometimes just like charges ahead without really thinking about it. Okay, so that's your challenge. And you're also in the school of service, which is your, you've got a dominance of world fingerprints in your hand. So your purpose really is to be of service. And how can you be of service the best way is what you're looking at. So I pulled another card looking at if you don't buy the van and go on tour, and I got the inverted wheel of fortune. And this is really a negative card when it comes up inverted. It shows that you're going to feel stuck, you're going to feel unhappy, it can represent misfortune. So to me, this is not really a good option for you. You really just, your heart is obviously in your music, and your heart is to be of service by playing your music. So I definitely encourage you to do that. But the inverted page of coins is saying you need to develop a better plan and a more solid plan before you move forward with the tour. So, you know, setting up the gigs, figuring out who you're going with, the money structure, all these things are really important. And then looking at like just what do you need to heal in order to make this better for you, John? You've got those horizontals, which are blocking your heart chambers of Luna and Pluto. You need to work on your receiving, and you also need to look at things that need to be destroyed in your life in order to open up a new energy. And that's what Pluto really represents. And sometimes people with, you know, the dreamer archetype, like you've got, you know, you can have a lack of confidence in your ability to pull things off. So that's why you need that earth energy. You need that grounded person who can help with like the nuts and bolts and the structure. So anyway, that is my analysis of your question. So anyways, for anybody who's listening, I definitely welcome your questions. Please do not ask me anything about your, like a general, what about my future? If you ask me a vague question, you're going to get a vague answer, and I'm just not even going to go there. and don't ask me also about like, when am I going to die? When am I going to get married? You know, things about around time are really tricky to answer because again, it takes away your free will. So my job is to empower you to make better decisions. And that is my goal always, to assist you. So ask me questions about how to do things or what to do, you know, advice like that. And if you can be specific in your questions, that is also going to give you a better answer. Okay, so.
Well, you know, Cynthia, that was very interesting how you went through all that. And John, I hope this helps you. You know, it's the what question. What about this? What about that? It does put you in a corner. You have to be careful. You want to expand. You want to be happy. You want to be healthy. And you want to be prosperous. So how does anybody submit a question to this segment?
Okay. So yes, please submit questions to email and go to info@palmistry.world. Okay, that's again info@palmistry.world. And just put in the subject line question for the podcast, And then go ahead and write out your question. Also give me your name and where you're from. And if you want me to look at your hands on the show, or if it's pertinent for me to look at your hands, you can go ahead and submit a digital photo of your hands as well.
How does somebody have to be with you in the room to get their hands read, or you have another method of doing that?
No, I actually work with people worldwide, so you do not have to be in the room with me at all. You can be from anywhere in the world. All you need is an internet connection and a way to get me digital photos of your hands. So yeah, if you want me to read your hands, I would need a high quality digital photo, and I just need that emailed to me and I blow it up on my computer in order to read it. And then we can do our conversation over the internet, either via Zoom or Skype.
So how does a person get to work with you? It seems very interesting, but tell me a little bit more about that.
So yeah, if you're interested in working with me, you can find all my information on my two websites. You can either go to palmistry.world. So this is not a .com, it's a .world. Okay, so one of those new suffixes that's showing up in internet land.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. And then you can find out ways to work with me through there. I also teach palm reading and do professional certifications as well. Or if you're interested in getting help with your relationships, and if you're looking for long-lasting love, you can go to my new website, loveinyourhands.com.
Sounds very interesting, Cynthia. Thank you for inviting me here today. Work with you on this very important questions and this whole new segment with the asking questions by email. Excuse me, email.
Yeah, email only, please. Thank
email
you.
Only, and it's exciting. If I hear this, I would be excited just to talk to you.
Yeah. So if I choose you to answer your question on the show. I will give you a link to the show that I will answer it on, so you don't have to worry about that. But please submit your questions. I'm really excited to help you out in this new way, and I'm here for you. So this has been Life is in Your Hands, Ask Cynthia. And all I can say is become the driver of your life. You know, that's what it's all about. Don't be a passenger, be a driver. And thanks so much for listening to the show. We'll talk to you again really soon.